Our story today sent in by listener Joe Szczesinski. It's called Distracted Toward the Lord. This morning, a cawing crow interrupted my morning quiet time, but this distraction reminded me that during a time of famine, through a raven, the Lord brought bread to Elijah in an isolated stream. The Lord also used a crow to bring half a loaf of bread daily to the hermit St. Saba in the early 6th century. The Lord used a crow again, a pet of St. Benedict, to carry off a poisoned loaf of bread far away so no one could be affected by it. As I prepare breakfast, two eggs on a slice of bread, my mind wanders more. I'm reminded the Lord miraculously and faithfully supplied bread, manna, to the Israelites as they wandered through the desert. I recall the miraculous multiplication of the loaves and fish that occurred at least twice in the Gospels. When I eat the eggs, I recall the celebrated post-resurrection story of Mary Magdalene, who went to tell the Roman Emperor Tiberius Caesar about Jesus, the risen Lord, the living God. She proclaimed to him, "Christ is risen." The emperor said brashly as he pointed to an egg, "When that egg turns red, I'll believe in your Christ." The egg turned red instantly, and perhaps the emperor did also. As I rushed off to work at Cornerstone Books, my Christian bookstore in Santa Fe, New Mexico, I passed my bird bath. I'm reminded of the waters of the Red Sea parting, the calming of the stormy Sea of Galilee, the miraculous catch of fish, and Peter walking on the water as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. The sparrows in the birdbath remind me of God's faithfulness, articulated by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Your Heavenly Father cares for these sparrows. Won't He also, even more so, take care of you? And as I look at the horizon, I see the mountains and trees and beautiful New Mexico panorama. Yes, the psalmist was right when he said, "The heavens declare the glory of God." As I'm distracted toward the Lord, I'm reminded even by the crow, the Lord is with me, even miraculously, to touch hearts, meet needs, love and courage, and confidently pray life-changing prayers for individuals and nations. I'm called to bring God's kingdom here today into my sphere of influence. Who would have thought an ADD type of interruption was God's window to break in and transform my ordinary day into a supernatural day, pregnant with the presence of God? The glorious distraction resulted in a life-changing encounter with the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.